Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
We had a friend in last week, Friday at around this time, and he was talking about how he got in trouble for calling barista...
Darlin',
right.
He was just asking for the washroom key. He's like, can I have that key, darling? And she's like, I am not your darling.
So we had a heavy conversation about like calling a stranger, someone in the service industry, like a cute word like that. And we pretty much came to the conclusion that like, no, don't do it.
And this is why, because a study was done and ages 18 to 70 were polled, and they voted on their favorite term of endearment of their partner.
Okay.
This top five list is everything that you wouldn't want a stranger to call you.
And that's it makes sense. We talked about on
Friday.
It's an
intimate word.
All of them are on the list. So, number five.
Love.
Number four.
Sweetheart.
Number three.
Darling.
Two.
Honey.
And one.
Babe.
Yeah.
All of those are something, if a guy randomly said this to me, I'd be like, excuse you?
Yeah, it's true.
What?
Right? It's funny that the one that I've been called the most in my past relationships wasn't on the list.
What was that?
Dumbass. Are you attracted to anyone that looks like your parents? I know it's an odd question, but apparently there is science behind it. And we need to discuss this as there's a big celebrity who is now dating someone who looked like his very famous mother.
Yeah, Brooklyn Beckham, 20 years old, has a new girlfriend. Her name's Phoebe Torrens, and she is Victoria Beckham. Hmm. He's 20, she's 27, and it's not that she used to look like Victoria. She looks like Victoria Beckham.
Really?
To the point where she's a model. She would get gigs because she looked like Victoria Beckham.
Okay, yeah, that's strange.
It's weird, right?
Totally. The science behind it is that you are attracted to people that make you feel comfortable and safe, and that's why men are often attracted to women that look like their moms, and girls are attracted to guys that look like their dads. You, we know, are attracted to dudes that look like your dad. And I'm not talking what your dad looked like when he was 20. I'm talking about like what your dad looks like now.
No.
Yes, Lisa, what was your desktop background when I confronted you and then you had to change it?
Jeff Goldblum.
And what was he doing in it?
Laying on a table shirtless, that iconic scene from Jurassic Park.
And when I said, hey, Lisa, have you noticed that that picture looks like anybody you know? You said, oh my God, it's my dad.
I don't like to admit this. But it's true. And one time Bill Nye, the science guy, was on TV and I was like, wow, Bill Nye's looking good. And someone's like, isn't that your dad? And I was like, no.
Oh, no. Bill Nye is looking. Nobody has ever said that before.
Yes, they have.
Damn, Bill Nye is killing it.
Are you kidding me? His brain is so sexy on its own. And then you also have his charming looks, that jawline.
And often slow zooms in on his hands, and they look like strong hands.
He's got big,
right?
Strong hands, yes.
Fair enough.
So I'm interested how this is going to play out for Brooklyn Beckham now that he's dating a woman 7 years older than him that looks like his mom. How does Victoria feel about this?
That's got to be a struggle, right?
When she's coming over for family dinner, what if Brooklyn's like, babe, and it's his mom that turns around?
Yeah, you got to be careful who you're giving a little, hey, how's she going, spank on the butt when you walk by. Like, sorry, mom.
Do you still go to movie theaters?
I really enjoy the experience, yeah.
Let us know if you're someone that even has like a Cineplex points card or whatever. I signed one of my ex-boyfriends.
I believe it's called a scene card.
Whatever.
Duh.
I signed one of my ex-boyfriends up for a scene card, and I still get the emails whenever he gets a bunch of points. And I'm like, go away, Danny.
You can see what lame movies he's going to.
Yes. Actually, I do judge.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there was one time that it was like The Incredibles, and I was like, grow up.
You don't have a kid.
You do not have any children.
All right. There is some new features that are coming to theaters around the world. Obviously, 4DX is going to be the next big thing, where there's like fog, there's raindrops.
Your seat moves. The theater gets cold.
Exactly. So that's the next one. I think they've tested that out in Chinook in Calgary, and it's on the way in Edmonton.
Yep. So Calgary got the first one out of 13 cinemas across Canada that are going to try this out. And Edmonton has one in the works right now.
You have some insider information.
I do. I know some people that are working on it.
Juicy.
So juicy. I have great content. This is what my friends and I gossip about.
But no, there's some other new features coming to theaters worldwide that we're not sold on.
No. There's a cinema in Switzerland. And I don't know, blurring the line between an at-home comfort and a night out. They have a theater full of beds. Twin beds.
Mm-hmm.
And I get why they're doing this. A lot of people would rather stay home when they could just rent a movie or stream it illegally.
Right.
And lay in the comfort of their own bed with their partner. They're trying to get people out. How can they get them out? Make them be equally as lazy.
No, but you can't offer the same things you can have at home. You know how easy it is to have a bed in your living room? Ask me. I have one. That's so I can watch movies while laying down. It's an amazing experience, but you can do it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the 4D thing I think is cool because to have actual like effects like
yeah.
rain and stuff, you'd have to have your buddy just stand there like throwing water at you, which wouldn't last very long.
So this movie theater has double beds completed with adjustable headrests, pillows and bed sheets, and a free pair of comfy slippers. But that's included only for VIP ticket holders.
Okay.
They're at the front of the theater. For probably a good reason.
If they're in the back, you know what people would be getting up to.
Did you ever...
Snacking on bed and farting.
Did you ever get it on in a theater?
No, I look back and I regret not once not doing it.
What do you mean?
We were the only ones in the theater and the power in the entire city of Lloydminster went out. And we were just like in there in the dark. Would have been absolutely perfect time.
And you didn't because...
I don't know. We hadn't like yet.
I know why.
Why?
You're vanilla. You're boring.
No!
I bet you're so boring.
Okay, have you?
Yeah. When I went to see War Horse...
Oh, God, what? What a terrible movie choice to get frisky in. War Horse?
It was a boring movie, so what are you going to do, right? Every time people talk about War Horse... Oh, wait, no one ever talks about War Horse. But whenever I talk about War Horse, I'm like, just a little info.
No!
When I went...
Scary one today. Apparently, Justin says he's got a real good story for us. It's 780-784-7107. We're doing these every day right up until Halloween, by the way. So if you have a scary story you'd like to share, get at us. 780-784-7107.
I will tell a story. When I was younger, about 14 years old, I used to go during the summer and visit my mom in BC, in Souk, BC, which is a little tourist town. And as me and my teenage friends at the time were kind of at a house adult party, the parents were having a party, we were doing our own thing and playing football. It was sunset going into nighttime, so it was like 10 o'clock at night, getting pretty dark. We were playing catch back and forth, calling each other's names, Trevor, Ryan, and Justin. We were just, hey, Ryan, pass. Hey, Trevor, because we could hardly see each other. It was getting nighttime, like I said. And as we're playing pass, in the background, I could hear a whisper, and I didn't know what I was hearing. So I told everybody to kind of shh, quiet, and we could hear our names being called in the background. And we were in the middle of a range road in the middle of Souk, like nobody was around. We were just playing catch, and we could hear Ryan, Trevor, Justin in the background as we were playing tag. We could hear it in the tree line in the background. We were too scared. We all just kind of listened. We all heard the same thing. We just ran away, and we talked about it for years and years afterwards.
Holy man.
Creepiest thing that ever happened to me. And we were way far away from the party, so it wasn't some drunk adult playing around, and nobody believes the story. But
We do. Thanks for the call, Justin.
Justin. Trevor.
Although,
Ryan.
If they're around big trees, might it have been an echo?
Not if they all stopped to listen. Because I was thinking that the same thing as well.
Or
and I'm
like,
sure they thought that at first, too.
If the parents were looking for them in the background and were yelling and then their echoes carried through the trees. Possible.
Yeah, possible, but
or
still creepy.
Or it was a ghost that wanted to kill them.
Yeah.
I think women are being hypocrites online. A lot of women, not all women. With sexualizing different leaders of different parties right now. Trudeau got it, especially last election. Nobody could believe how hot he was. The amount of articles I saw on it. Ridiculous.
Well, even the political attack ads were like, great hair, though.
Right.
Commenting on his appearance.
Okay, so now this election, I've heard you talk about how hot you think Jugmeet Singh is numerous times.
He's beautiful.
Like, he's your one, right?
Yes, he's my one. He should be on the cover of GQ magazine if politics don't work out, if being a lawyer doesn't work out. Which it won't, because he's a fantastic lawyer. Trust
okay.
me, I've done my research.
Have you? You've
yes.
watched him in action in the court?
Absolutely.
Get
absolutely.
Out of here.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's always wearing the best suits. They fit him perfect.
Okay. Listen to this is what I'm talking about, though, where it feels a little bit blurred. Think for a second if there was a female party leader.
Yes.
And you commented, if a man commented anything about her appearance on a post. What would the comment section be like?
It would be people attacking him for noticing her body or what she looks like instead of what she represents in politics.
Now, I just read a status about how hot Jugmeet Singh is.
Mm-hmm.
And the comment section under it says, the top comment is, I'd vote that he takes his pants off from a girl. And it's God likes. You read it and we're laughing very hard.
Yes. Okay. Listen.
If I wrote that about a female politician, I vote to take her pants off.
You'd probably lose your job.
I would lose my job for sure.
Here's the difference. Okay. If someone commented that under Jugmeet's picture and he saw it, he would probably love it. Yet, where if that were to happen to a woman, they would find it disrespectful because we've been trying to fight for something more than just our image since day one. We have been objectified as women since Eve was wearing a leaf on her
really?
Crotch.
You know Adam
yeah,
well?
Yeah, he was probably a pervert.
Probably.
I get it, but I know a lot more about Jugmeet than just what he's wearing
okay.
and what his suit is. I know what he represents. I think he's a fantastic person. I mean,
okay.
He supports women's rights.
Yeah, but are you posting about that, or are you posting about voting to take his pants off?
I'm not posting about him taking his pants off at all.
Well, other people are, and I find it a little bit ridiculous.
Yes.
Seems like every couple days there's a new story about Miley and her new boyfriend, Cody Simpson. Everybody pretty surprised that she's in such a serious relationship so soon after her split with one of the Hemsworths. I always forget which one. Liam. But yeah, no, now this weekend, apparently Cody has written a new song for Miley that they're sharing. It was supposed to be to help her like recover from surgery, and then she's convinced him he needs to share it with the world. So it's called Golden Thing. Would you like to hear some of it?
Sure.
It's a golden thing she's got. It's a golden thing, and I shouted the words in the first daylight. And
there you go.
I fell asleep.
You did.
What are we talking about?
Cody Simpson. That's his new song.
Oh, that guy.
So you think you have a hot take on this, that it's all a facade.
Absolutely. They've been friends for a long time, Miley Cyrus and Cody. And I think he's like, I really need my music career to take off. What can I do? And she's like, I'll pretend I'm your girlfriend for a bit, get you in the news, and then you can release a song and pretend it's about me. Because she's got these diehard fans, right?
Wow.
They'll listen to anything that Miley tells them to listen to.
Yeah.
And she reminds me of that one friend that everyone has that's always a little bit too touchy, but you put up with it because you love them as a person.
Okay.
Like holds your hand and when they're asking you how you're doing and like caresses your arm hair.
Okay.
You're like, I don't need this, but I'll put up with it.
Sure.
That's what her relationship is like with Cody. So they can get away with coming off very lovey on social media because she's been doing it with him probably their whole life.
Like she's the friend that like makes out with other friends when she's drunk and
yes.
then laughs about it.
And then it's like not a big deal. Nobody cares. Like they could even have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and she's like, it's fine. We're friends.
Okay.
I am a celebrity detective. Okay. Full-time radio host, part-time TMZ detective.
So it's actually a pretty valid point when you look at the kinds of posts they're releasing, and now
it's a bit aggressive.
Happens to have a song about her.
If I was like that on social media, I would be judged so hard. People would be like, you see that radio host Lisa Evans has another boyfriend?
Right.
Now she's dating a girl. Now she's got a new boyfriend. She just got divorced. She's got three girlfriends. Like, it would be, it's just insane. But somehow Miley can get away with it.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, it's fine.
It's
she's
Miley.
Just being Miley.
It's true. The good news is that this is probably going to work for Cody Simpson. The bad news for me personally is that I once owned CodySimpson.com, the website domain name.
Oh, great, and you sold it.
Yeah, no, I just didn't renew it when he looked like he had fallen off the face of the earth. He wasn't a big deal anymore.
Okay, we got to break them up. I'll start sliding into Miley's DMs or Cody's, whichever works.
Like right now would be the perfect time to sell CodySimpson.com. Damn it.
Okay, let's both write them both and say, you up? Oh, we're doing the segment Good On Ya, where you just brag about something you've accomplished as of late, and we might hook you up with some booster juice. I got mine. Hit every note in that last song. I don't know about you guys driving.
No. You tried to hit every note.
Crystal wrote in saying, my daughter has collected well over 70 backpacks to fill and give to the homeless. You should be so proud.
Good on ya.
I've got one. I don't know if it fits for good on you or not, but I unfollowed my mom from Facebook just until the election's over.
Oh, yes, of course.
She's very opinionated, and I just found it her energy to be toxic. So is that a good on ya?
Sure.
That I was like...
As long as you re-follow her.
Right. She's wonderful, except for like this week. For the most part on Facebook.
Okay.
Nice, champ. Good on your mind.
Several texts rolling in of people saying they've already voted this morning.
Nice. Had to get out there.
Yes. Good for you.
Polls opened as of 7:30. 780-784-7107. A very different one now as we move on to lip balm. What do you got, Angela?
Well, I have had a tube of chapstick that I actually finished completely. It took me 17 months, but there is not one drop left in it. I was determined. I used it every day.
So where did you keep it so you never lost it?
Well, it kind of went wherever I went. It was always in my hands, in my pocket, by my bed. It was something I needed to conquer. So I had it wherever I went.
I like how you tracked it for 17 months. Like,
yes, literally, I did. I was going to do it because I had never heard anyone finished one before. So. it was actually pretty nasty near the end, but I did it.
Yeah, right. Good on you, mate.
I just don't understand how the internet can take absolutely anything, even the most innocent of posts, and turn it around and start an argument. But that's what happens.
Even when I see something that I don't necessarily agree with or I think it's kind of lame, I don't think I would ever take time to comment that I thought it was lame.
Right.
Right.
But you're better than some other people on the internet, like this Ian turd. All right. So I posted a picture. My daughter had friends coming over this weekend. Two, like they're twins, girls, and she was just super excited for the sleepover, right? And made a sign on her door that said, no boys allowed. Allowed was spelled wrong. Only girls. And it had like a picture of a boy crossed out. Anyway, and slapped it on her door. And held it with a Power 107 sticker. I saw this. I was like, this is perfect. Perfect thing that the internet needs right now with how volatile it is. Post it.
It was funny. It's a great picture.
Ian writes under it, a comment on my Facebook page. Clearly, that's written by an adult masquerading as a child so as to make the pic funny. Like, people are like, what's wrong with you, dude? Who hurt you? Or some of the comments. And that must have fired him up, because then he said, either that or you seriously need to get your remedial daughter a tutor.
Remedial meaning like that's another word for remedy or fixing something?
Yeah, it's like special education would be remedial education.
Wow,
if I'm not mistaken.
He went there, hey?
That's where he decided to go. So I'm picking her up from school as this is happening, as I'm seeing this start to unfold on Facebook. I'm like, okay. So the dangerous thing is I had 20 minutes to sit there and stew over it on my drive from my daughter's school back to my house.
I don't know what it's like to have a kid, first of all, like that emotional connection you get as soon as they wrap their little fingers around your hand in the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I have a feeling when you say you stewed over it, you were very fired up.
For the first few minutes.
Because you don't ever target someone's child.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
What?
Yeah, so right fired up. And like, I wasn't the only one. I had three friends reach out to me this weekend. Tough dudes that I know. That said, do you want me to track this guy down?
Come on.
And fight him. Like, and beat the crap out of him. I was like, no. But like in the first minute after I read the comment, I was like, yeah, no, I'd fight this guy right now.
You're creeping his page, going back to his first ever profile picture on Facebook. I get it.
So I had 20 minutes to stew and come up with what we were going to do about it. So when we got home, I got my daughter to draw another picture that just said, Ian needs a hug. And then she decided to put a picture of like a dude crying on it. It was terrific artwork.
And oddly, same printing.
As the actual picture.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm creative enough or have time to make a fake picture that my daughter drew? Like, sorry, it was Friday afternoon. I was way too busy cracking a beer, putting my feet up to do that. Anyway, Ian, you need a hug.
Somebody hug Ian today, okay? Everybody just hug each other so we don't have to see comments like that on Facebook anymore, okay?
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.